This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump says he has answered written questions from the special counsel's office investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's again blasting the investigation, but says he's written answers to questions from special counsel Bob Mueller.
I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily.
Repeatedly telling reporters he did it himself.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers.
The president says he's not yet submitted the answers and did not say when he would. Rumors are rampant here in the nation's capital that Mueller may be preparing more indictments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. government judge ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials, which it had suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the U.S. government's action, commenting that CNN is likely to prevail in demonstrating the reporter was denied due process in the credential revocation process. Outside the courtroom, Acosta thanked those who had supported him.
Everybody, thanks for coming. I just want to say something very briefly, and that is I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work.
CNN attorney Ted Boutros declared that Kelly's decision marks a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Donald Trump commented on the ruling, saying, "We want total freedom of the press. It's more important to me than anybody would believe, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House." For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks on Friday accused the United States of an attack on democracy, with confirmation that U.S. officials have filed charges under seal against its founder, Julian Assange. WikiLeaks posted on its Twitter account that the news of the charges was accidentally revealed in a cut-and-paste error in an unrelated case in Virginia. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Hoffmanson says the revelations are a dark day for press freedom.
We've been saying for years that this indictment is probably already in place and under seal, and we got the first indication in 2012. It doesn't surprise me. It is a reflection of the determination by the government in the United States to go after WikiLeaks.
Assange is responsible for releasing hundreds of thousands of classified documents and posting them on WikiLeaks, to the anger of governments worldwide. President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit areas of California devastated by huge fires that have left 66 people dead and destroyed thousands of hectares of land, including the entire town of Paradise. Lindsay Nelson had to flee her house in Paradise.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, if you want to understand what we're going through out here, you gotta be here.
That's really true.
It's not something you can just see on TV.
Another Paradise resident, Terry Lee, says he thinks that the president should stay home.
The local people are doing a fantastic job. FEMA's doing fantastic. I think it's just showboating. He'll come in and try to take credit after he's insulted the firefighters, the police, the military, handicapped women.
The president drew ire from some residents by initially blaming California for the fires because of poor forest management. He has since declared the scorched sections disaster areas, opening the way for federal help. Award-winning screenwriter William Goldman, the author of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men, died Friday in New York. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
William Goldman died at home in New York of complications from colon cancer and pneumonia. Goldman was the Academy Award-winning screenwriter of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men, in which he introduced the phrase,
"Just follow the money."
Goldman wrote the novels Marathon Man and The Princess Bride, which he also turned into hit screenplays. He was a keen observer of how entertainment gets made, chronicled in books that include Adventures in the Screen Trade and Which Lie Did I Tell, famously asserting about what makes a good movie, nobody knows anything. Screenwriter and novelist William Goldman was 87. Warren Levinson, New York.
And a painting by the British artist David Hockney fetched more than $90 million at auction at Christie's on Thursday night. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.